Louis Armstrong in the United States. Both share the same birthday in common, July 4th. And Louis and this century started off at the same time because both reached 70 in the same year. And I guess since Pops was indisposed a year or so ago, the whole world has waited with bated breath for Louis to pick up that horn and blow it in public. And this past week at the International Hotel with Pearl Bailey, Louis Satchmo Armstrong got back on the stage with his trumpet, and for the first time in a long time, people like myself thrilled to when it's sleepy time down south. Louis, how are you?
Oh, just fine. Taking it easy, you know. It's a pleasure to be out here after such a long leave of absence, you know. And to be around the cats, and they all come back and pay their respect. And it's a pleasure to be on the bill with Pearl. She's such a great actress, you know.
Well, you know, Louis, sleepy time down south, as I was listening to opening night, tremendous crowd and a standing ovation, and
for sure,
a very thrilling time. Leonard Feather was here, and so many people that have been part of the scene with you. It dawned on me that I didn't know when Sleepy Time Down South became your theme song.
Well, you know, I had that tune in my trunk over 10 years before I got chance to record it. And it was written by the Rene Brothers, because I think Clarence Muse was in it too, you know. Mm-hmm. And I always thought that the tune for me to make my theme song.
About how long ago was it then? About 35 years ago?
Well, it was around 1931.
31.
Yeah.
That would be closer to 40 years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm counting, and you know, and it just dawned on me. I used to listen to you from Chicago and hear that. I'll tell you, very few people realize how far back Louis Satchmo Armstrong was making hit pop tunes. They think in terms of Dolly and some of the other hits that you've had in later years, but actually it goes back to the 20s, and I think the first big one was Ain't Misbehavin'.
Yeah, from Connie's Hot Chocolate. Yeah, I used to play that for the Entree back in New York. And from then on, that was my tune, that and Black and Blue.
Yeah, and there was another one, too, that came a little bit afterward, Jimmy McHugh's I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby.
That's right.
We pause at this point to go to an album called The Best of Louis Armstrong on Decca Records, and here is Louis Armstrong's hit recording of I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, after which we'll go back to our interview backstage at the International Hotel.
See you looking swell. diamond bracelet will wait and sell. Oh, baby, baby, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can't give you anything, love.
I played several tunes that he wrote that exactly like you, and Shooting High. He wrote a lot of music.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned Exactly Like You, because one of the high spots in the show here at the International, Pearl, Louis and the gang play a number of numbers that have been associated with him. I want to discuss one of the songs with you in just a moment, but then Pearl comes out, and then Louie and Pearl, and yeah. Pearl does Bailey, Bill Bailey, and then Louie does Blueberry Hill, and then the two of them do Exactly Like You.
That's one of Jimmy
McHugh. When Pearl called for Exactly Like You, was that going to be the next number, or did she have...
No, we were supposed to play Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones.
Like we did on Mike Douglas' show. Exactly, you came to mine, and we think that it was a good closing. You know,
that was really
exciting. She hammered up.
Yeah, it got very exciting. You kept adding choruses.
Yeah.
And it's a high spot on the show here at the International. This broadcast, Louis, will be heard for the first time on the air this coming Tuesday at 3:45 in the afternoon. Oh. And we're going to play it again at various other times on the station. But by that time, they'll have exactly 1 week to get in here to the International and see Pearl Bailey and Louis Armstrong in the International showroom.
A week almost gone now.
Yeah, right.
Time sure flies.
Now, we talked about Sleepy Time Down South. One of the things that I've noticed, when you start off a set or when you start off a show, one of the tunes that I can almost bet will be the first tune to kind of loosen everybody up is Back Home in Indiana. Is there a story connected to Back Home?
I know something about that tune. I always like, and I did it in a picture with Danny Kaye, and he did the Red Nickel story. Something I always start playing it, but that theme song was for Red too, you know.
Yeah.
When Danny, he took the
Five lack Pennies,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, he took the lack of Red Nickels.
Louis, in a recent column talking about you, I said that most New Orleans musicians were raised on Red Beans, Rice, and Louis Armstrong records. When I first met the Assunto family, Frank and Fred, I want to talk to Papa Jack. When I walked in the house, Black and Blue was on the turntable. And the first thing that Frank and Fred learned on were Louis Armstrong records. Did you know that?
No, I met them. We made an album together.
In 1960 for Audio Fidelity.
He was with him then.
Yeah? We're still together, Frank and I.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, you was managing the band.
I was managing the band. I was in the control room. In fact, Nat Hentoff did the liner notes for the album, and Nat was there, and he did a whole chapter in his book on you and the album.
You know, you visit that, man.
Yeah, I'm
we
around.
We were talking about you just now, the different commitments you have. How can you stand up on it?
Well, I'll tell you, Louis, I enjoy everything I do, and that makes it easier. It's not just like yourself.
Yeah, but you don't get no sleep?
Oh, yeah, I get some sleep.
Yeah.
I get myself a good 4 or 5 in the morning and 4 or 5 hours, and I get another hour or 2 hours in the evening. And then I always play with the children because that's very relaxing. Kathleen is 5 years old, and I play with her, and she tells me what she did in school today, and we do that. I'd like to get back to one thing. You gave me a recipe a long time ago for red beans and rice.
Yeah.
Are you still eating red beans and rice?
Well, I have one day on my chart I can eat soul food. You know, like it's a 9-day chart. And they got, you know, a nice portion, not big second helpings and all that. And Lucille fixes it for me, you know.
You know, you have to replace something for me because about once every 2 years I run into Pops and I tell him that I have to get a new autographed packet of Swiss Chris because somebody swung with the last one I had.
Swiss Chris.
Yeah.
Well, I just sent to the Modern Product Company. I told him to send me some because a lot of fans are, when I give them a picture, I always give them a sample package. You know?
And you put Swiss Chris Lee yours.
Yeah.
That's what you did. That's what you did.
Any health stores out there?
Pardon me? Oh, yes.
Well, that's where you get it.
Yeah.
Health store.
How many? This is Joe Delaney again. Notice how cleverly Louis turned the interview around and he was interviewing me. Well, in the album that he did with the Dukes for Audio Fidelity in 1960, when we were in the control room, one of the selections was South. Louis had a little trouble finding the tempo that he liked, and he walked around the studio with a little handkerchief on his head and the Bermuda shirt with the tail out and the Bermuda shorts and his stockings rolled down to the ankles, tight roll, and a pair of moccasins. And he walked around playing South, and he asked our drummer, Mo Mahoney, who now has the drum shop here in Las Vegas, to watch his rear end, and when it looked like things were moving right, pick up the tempo from that. And that's what Mo did. And Louis did not know the correct lyric to South, so he made up a lyric which incorporates red beans and rice and Swiss Chris. And we think that would be timely at this point in the interview. Here's South with Louis Armstrong and the Dukes of Dixieland.
Swiss Chris in the morning. Thank you.
The trumpet chorus immediately following Louis' vocal was by Frank Asunto, the Dukes of Dixieland. The trombone chorus by Fred Asunto. And now we resume our interview backstage at the International, and we talk some more about Swiss Chris, about Louis' longtime mentor, manager, and dear friend, mine too, Joe Glazer. How many years is it for you and Swiss Chris now?
Well, before Rasputin, every other board, Joe Glazer's boy used to, he's a crippled fellow. He's the one up there, he made the negotiation with the Swiss Chris people.
Uh-huh.
That they'd give me all the Swiss Chris I want. You know,
yeah, I haven't thought of
Rasputin. I was using it, and sure enough, they started giving it to me.
I haven't thought of Rasputin in so long.
You know him.
Oh, I knew Rasputin, of course, you know.
And the German people, too.
And, of course, the late Joe Glazer, who was also one of my dear friends. Yeah. Your relationship with Joe, which spanned just about a half a century.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah.
That's my man, Joe. I used to try to give him, and they even sent him something. I know what I didn't even know. I'd say, you better take something to eat, all that candy and stuff.
I used to tease Joe that he always said that he was older than you until about the last 5 years, and then somehow you got to be older than he was. Bob.
Well, he's always 3 years older than me.
He was always, I know that, but he got to be 3 years younger than you.
Let him tell it, you know.
How did it feel walking out on the international stage and blowing trumpet after 2 years of not blowing trumpet in public?
Well, that's still up a good perhaps, but my doctor would let me warm up a little at home before my dinner, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you got to play a little bit at home every day.
And then we rehearsed and, twice a week, and he came out one day to just like an audience, Dr. Zucker did, you know. And after I finished, he tested my heart and things like that.
How about opening night where you had rehearsal the day before and then... And then you played two shows. Was that a strain?
No, I went right upstairs and went to bed and relaxed. And I ain't been going any places, you know, cooling it like I used to. And I don't sit at them tables and gamble no more. After the show's over, I'd sit there till daybreak, you know. And they pass me little nips around. You know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, how could I drink into, you know?
Yeah, I would tell you a story on Pops. I was also in the control room when he made an album with Audio Fidelity on his own. We made one in Chicago that we couldn't release. Do you remember that first one?
Yeah.
And Pops had just come back from Italy. Do you remember? And we had Sidney Fry, and he was taking pictures. He was taking 100 pictures. And you finally said to him, you said, I don't want to take any more pictures because we've recorded all day, and I'm tired. And you looked at Frank Gassando and me, and you winked. And we wound up in south side of Chicago having some soul food. About 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we fixed I had a friend of mine cook a lot of food, and we all went out there. After we had our uniforms made, took pictures together. You remember all that?
I remember Frank and Fred. And I'll tell you what I remember is that you were still going strong. You were up, and you were going to stay up. And Frank and Fred and I, we had to go home and go to bed.
Yes, my boys, one of the boys ate so much of the gumbo, he had a nightmare when the bus, you know, had to get on the bus and go somewhere for miles and miles. And that cat went to sleep and had a nightmare. Oh, who was that? Joe Jarensburg.
Joe Jarensburg. Of course, now with you, you have Tyree Glenn, and Tyree's been with you a long time.
Oh, yeah, Tyree.
On trombone.
Joe Mulaney.
Do you know that Joe Mulaney worked for me at Bethlehem Records in 1956? He worked as an accountant, and he used to play clarinet in little jam sessions down in Greenwich Village. And he used to say to me, Joe, I play good New Orleans clarinet, and why don't you give me a chance to try out for the Dukes? And I said, all right, Joe, but in the meantime, you know, get back to the books. And now he's here on the stage, been with you for a few years, Joe.
They had a little group down there. Yeah. When I first saw Joe, he was with a pretty good band. The Village Gates or something.
Village Stompers, I think.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, Marty Napoleon on the piano. Marty's been with you for a good while.
Long time, way back then.
He's a good heavy player.
Yes, he's good. And this is my best man to me, him and Billy Kyle.
And Danny Barcelona on drums?
I don't understand. 12 years.
And I don't understand. Danny looks exactly as he looked 12 years ago when he joined the band.
He never changed.
Never changed. And, of course, this engagement, you have a young man with you that you took from Jill Gershow's band.
Yeah.
Mo Scarozzo.
Scarozzo, yeah.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Well, we took a solo tonight.
Yeah.
On the stage, you know.
Oh, very
you
good.
You know, every show, well, every two shows now, we let one man come up to take a solo. And tonight was Joe's...
Moe's turn.
Yeah, Moe, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather call him Moe.
I wanted to tell you, I wanted to ask you one more thing. You're also changing another thing in your portion of the show. The big number that you do with the band backing you and the strings and everything.
Yeah.
Opening night, you did a number I never heard, and that's Pretty Little Missy. That's a beautiful tune.
That.
Yes.
Billy Kyle and I wrote that.
Yeah, beautiful tune.
That's pretty nice.
And you also do Wonderful World in that portion sometimes.
Then it's the tune that I sing in the James Bond picture. We have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
We played that tonight. Brilliant.
Yeah, and of course, it's nice to hear that full sound, because I was there for Decca when you did the Gordon Jenkins dates. Milt Gabler, I worked for Milt for a long time, and around in the mid-40s, and around that time when we were forming Coral Records. And I remember when Gordon Jenkins and you were in the studio and you did Blueberry Hill, and all the, oh yeah, I've been moving most of my life. But on Blueberry Hill, it's very interesting that two men from New Orleans had big hits on Blueberry Hill, Fats Domino and Yourself,
yes,
at different times. That's a very durable song.
It sure is, yes. And who were the boys? Steve, the Cracker.
And the Red Caps, Steve
Red
Gibson.
Caps,
yeah. So the
first one, that was singing.
Well, when on Gordy's date, was it Billy Butterfield or Yank Lawson that played trumpet behind the vocal?
No, that Butterfield played the obligato.
And then I think Yank worked with you when you did some of those albums for Decca, where they went back and redid some of your hits through the years. Didn't Yank play some of the King Oliver parts, Joe King Oliver parts?
Well, he took King Oliver's life in the early stage, yeah.
Of all the songs...
He played all that early music, like Charlie's Blues, Canal Street Blues.
Cornet Chop Suey.
Yeah, well, he was too Oliver.
We'll pause at this point, so that we can all enjoy the original recording on Decca of Louis Armstrong, Trumpet Obligato by Billy Butterfield, and Blueberry Hill.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. Part of me still, for you are my thrill on Blueberry Hill. Come climb the hill with me, baby.
On Blueberry Hill,
we'll see what we shall see.
On Blueberry Hill,
I'll bring my horn with me. I'll be with you where berries are blue.
The moon should sing.
Each afternoon we'll go.
On Blueberry Hill.
Higher than the moon we'll go.
And linger
until your wedding in June we'll go.
My dreams came true.
Papa thought it was buzz, but didn't it? The wind and the willow play.
Oh, really
love's sweet melody. But all of those vows we made with her were never to be. Though we are part of the my thriller. On Blueberry Hill,
of all the songs that you've recorded in all these years, Louie, which is your own particular favorite?
Well, it's hard for me to say that because I like all songs, but you can tell I keep that Sleepy Time down south.
You do one also on this show, which is another of your own compositions. And I haven't heard that for so long, and it's such a pleasure to me.
Someday.
And that's Someday.
Someday.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good song.
I wrote that up in North Dakota somewhere. You know, if you have a song in mind, you're in bed or something, you can't wait till the next morning. You get right out of bed and write it down, you know. And that's what I did. And it was cold at night. And Lucille woke up and raised up and looked at me and said, "Oh, you all right?" I said, "Yeah." She got out of my mind.
On the album that you did with the Dukes, I remember two songs where Louie had forgotten the lyrics. One was Avalon, and you did a whole tribute to Lucille on the song.
But you know the song I like, that Closer Walk with the band. And look, what's up?
We'll pause again at this point to go back to the Audio Fidelity album. And this is Louie and the Dukes doing Just a Closer Walk with Thee in real New Orleans parade style. And then following that, we resume conversation with Pops and we talk a little bit about Frankie and Freddie and the recording session.
Thank you.
like they're doing all his phrase and everything.
Yeah, Frankie.
I thought he's very good.
I think eventually Frank will, you know, losing Freddie when he did was a terrible blow.
Yes.
And now Frankie's coming back on his own, and he's a good player. He's a very good trumpet player.
Who do you got in his place?
They have Charlie Borneman, a young boy out of New Jersey, who plays like he was born and raised in New Orleans.
And this boy played the piano. He's been sick as long as I have.
Gene Schrader, yeah. Well, you know who's with him now? Jack Teagarden's old piano player, Don Ewell.
Well, Don's good.
Yeah, good player. And Harold Cooper on clarinet, he's a New Orleans boy. He was with them originally.
And they don't come up this way no more?
Well, you know, at the same time that Freddie got sick, Frank's wife got sick. And Joni is confined to a wheelchair now, which means that...
Frank's wife.
Yeah.
Frank's wife?
Yeah.
What's wrong?
She had a brain operation, and it's almost like having a stroke. So I set them...
She was a nice kid.
Lovely little girl.
And she was telling me one time, she used to go crawfishing where my mother was born, in Boutte, Louisiana.
In Boutte, Louisiana, right.
That knocked me out.
Well, you were born in New Orleans.
Well, she wasn't living at the time. My mother was a youngster there, but the idea, I imagine the town is built up now anyway, you know.
I don't know. Some of those bayou towns are just like...
The same?
Yeah, just like they've always been.
Yeah.
You were born in New Orleans, though, weren't you?
I was born in James Alley.
And is
James
that,
Alley. You know, back of town there.
Yeah,
one
back
street,
of town. Right.
Where they have churches.
Right.
Right. We went to school. We got so used to seeing that we paid no attention. You know?
It was a part
and
of
I'm
life.
I'm singing a tune now that my album to the music of Saints Come Marching In, and I'm explaining all that from when I was born and when I first started blowing.
Is this the album you just did for Flying Dutchman, for
Bob
Thiele?
Yeah.
Very good.
And I got in a little band. We went to Memphis and then went to St. Louis. Then I went in Hollywood and learned the Bing and Miss Grace Kelly. Then I go to Europe. Yeah. I've been doing it for the last like, two nights.
Oh, he's doing the show here at the International now.
Yeah,
good.
Something else, yeah.
I will try and get over. I'm going to try to get over and catch the midnight show. This is of no value to the radio listeners, but we're talking on a Friday night.
See, you have a night off?
Yeah, I'm going to bring Roberta. I'm going to bring Mrs. Delaney. I just want to tell you that what I did was, you asked about Frank and the boys. I put them in the new hotel there on Bourbon and Conti, and they're working. They've been there for 2 years now. Right across the street. Yeah. They're working right across the street from where they worked at the famous door for Hip Ginley, where they started. And that way Frank can be home with the children.
That's right.
And we sold Betty's house here, and she's down in New Orleans with the children. And Papa Jack is playing trombone with the New Orleans Jazz Club, and he also is teaching school, and he's growing a whole new generation of players.
Beautiful.
He's got five high school bands that he conducts. Yeah, so the whole family's together, Pops, and that's important.
Well, I mean, that means a lot,
and that's why
so
I don't bring.
Sorry, we lost Freddie. You know?
Yeah.
He was such a fine drummer man, you know.
Yeah, he was
full of pep, you know.
He was a lovely person, and you know, Satch, I sit here and I think to myself that Dolly, which was such a big record for you, was actually recorded right here, wasn't it?
Hello, Dolly. No, I'm in New York.
Did you make that?
My record. We did it in some little studio in New York.
Uh-huh.
Not paying attention, you know.
Did you really think it was going to be that big a hit?
No, but you know, all records, you pick out a tune, who knows what it's going to hit or not. I hadn't heard about the show or nothing. See, we just picked it. And
wasn't it George Lee that brought the song to you?
Jack Lee.
Jack Lee, I mean.
Jack Lee. And there's another, that Living to Do should have been a single, you know, on the other side. Then he had another third number I like called Pocket Full of Money. And if Joe Glazer was just put that on the side of Dolly, I'd add another single on What a Lot of Living to Do.
Yeah.
But they wasn't thinking, who knows, you know.
Of course, the other thing is Wonderful World. Now, that song could still be a hit in this country because it was a very big hit in Europe.
In England.
In England.
A whole year. Yeah.
Yeah, that has had a long life.
Well, you know, you kind of tell me. Just the idea of most of my work In the early days, we were just singing it away, you know. And then I look around, I wheel with the horn and that thing like that.
Well, you know,
but I just like to be around music. I don't care what it is.
You don't care whether you're singing or playing
or
both.
That's right. And I ain't gonna do too much blowing the way down like this, because once you kick or start acting up like that, you can't do it so much.
Yeah, well, you've got to watch your body and
yeah.
And then just and then just take your time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Like one-nighters, I couldn't do all that no more.
But
it
I don't think
too rough.
For 50 years, I don't think anybody did more 50, one-nighters.
54 years.
54 years. No one did more nighters than one-nighters than you
right.
did.
We did them, okay. But then you come and still realize if I'd have taken my rest, see what I mean? Like, and then we had to work, we had to catch a bus, 6 o'clock in the morning, ride damn near 3 or 4 hours to the airport. And you hang around there almost all day to
right.
get a plane, and then you get where you're going, it's so late, you got to go right on the stage, no subway.
Yeah, people think that you're playing a 2-hour concert. Actually, you're spending maybe 8-10 hours traveling.
To get to the concert.
And that's very tiring.
Then after we done finish the concert, we go somewhere. You know, you get just as fresh, and you go somewhere, and there's another night going till the bus time or the. So, you know, that whipped me down to the to try it again, you know.
Well,
a lot of boys passed out.
54 years you put in pretty good time.
Yeah, well, I love it. I got a lot to say
right.
in my book, you know, like I was telling you the other night. And I think it'll be
nice. I'm looking forward. How much longer do you think it'll take you before you get the book into final form?
Well, I ain't writing it. They're writing it.
Leonard?
No, Max Jones.
Oh, Max Jones is writing it?
The Melody Maker in England.
Yeah, oh, very good.
In my early days, you know what I mean, the things that I didn't pay attention to. But when he said, well, look, well, that's priceless. The things like in the days of the Cotton Club and Big Boy and all
that. Just like we were talking earlier about Ain't Misbehaving and I Can't Give You Anything But Love, which came out of the Cotton Club. And,
yeah.
and things like Dusky Stevedore, which
yeah.
was 1934, which was the first record that I bought for
yeah.
my collection of yours.
Yeah,
and that was 36 years ago.
Yes, we were.
And I played horn very badly for about 5 years,
yeah.
and I gave it up.
Yeah,
but I collected all of your records.
Yeah.
And then
what
it was
a trombone?
I played trumpet.
Trumpet, too?
Yeah, I played
yeah.
trumpet. I used to copy down your choruses and try and play them. And then when I got to work with Milt Gabler, I used to come and hang around the studios when you were making those records for Decca in the 40s. And then
yeah.
in the 50s, I went down to New Orleans. That's when I went to law school at Tulane. You
yeah.
remember you came in, you had been away from New Orleans a long time. You did a concert
yeah.
at the auditorium.
At the auditorium in Tulane. Yeah. And when I got to the airport, Paul Bob ran, bless his
yeah.
soul. He had that brass band beating that bass drum.
Paul was your drummer for a number of years.
Oh, yeah, with Lou Russell's band, man.
I'll tell you another.
But he got homesick, you know, like the boys. They come up here, and they stay so long, either they get homesick or the wives get homesick. Paul's wife was homesick, yeah. They want to get back to their gumbo and stuff.
Well, you know, Paul wrote a song. He wrote two songs for the Dukes. One was Slide Frog Slide that Freddie used to play on trombone. And the other was a song that you recorded with the Dukes, Bourbon Street
Bourbon
Parade.
Street. I like that.
Yeah, that was Paul's tune.
When we got off playing in Germany, some little band met me there, put that's what they're playing.
Bourbon Street Parade?
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul. And here is Louis Armstrong and the Dukes and Paul Barbarin's Bourbon Street Parade.
Let's fly down or drive down to New Orleans. That city, oh, it's pretty. Historic scenes. I'll take you, parade you down Bourbon Street. There are lots of hot spots. You'll see all the big shots down on Bourbon Street, yeah.
Let's fly down
yes.
or drive down to New Orleans.
Say it, yeah.
That city, it sure is pretty. Historic scene.
Yeah, gonna get it serving.
I'm gonna take you, I'll even parade you down Bourbon Street. Well, there are a lot of hot spots. You're gonna see some big shots down on Bourbon Street.
Yeah, one more gate, one more gate.
Let's fly down.
Yes.
Or drive
I did
down.
I see that.
To New Orleans. That city.
Yes, that
it
city.
It sure is pretty.
You tell it me.
Historic city. I'm gonna take it.
You gonna take me?
Pops, I'll even parade
well,
you.
Well, thanks, Kate.
Down on Bourbon Street.
Papa, do not see this.
Yes, there are a lot of hot spots.
Yes.
We're gonna meet all those big shots down on Bourbon Street.
Was a lovely man, and he was very friendly to the boys, and he worked with you about 8-10 years, didn't he, Tom?
Just about. And we was working a lot around New Orleans when we was young. We was in the Bay advertising for the fight in the days of Gunboat Spit, you know. And
right.
Way back.
Oh yeah. And I tell you, we're reminiscing with Pops, but we're going to let him take a little rest now because we're between shows. We're actually taping this between shows on a Friday night to play it for you.
Well, you come in tonight. It just happened to be, we got up early this morning. And I had to go get my horn fixed, then get my wig trimmed up, and I just made a day of it, you know. But I'm all right otherwise.
Well, Pops, I just say that it's such a thrill for all of us to be here and to have you in town.
Yeah.
And we say welcome home.
That's
and we look forward to you coming back here in around Christmas time.
Yeah, we love
Tropicana.
Tropicana.
You know,
you tell the Dukes that they're my boys.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a copy of this tape, and I'm going to send it to Frank and Papa down in New Orleans.
I always like to run into them, you know. And Papa was so great.
Yeah.
I remember when they first came up to New York, and we all had a big TV show together.
Yeah, a Timex show.
Yeah.
I gotta tell a story on Pops. At that time, we were doing Closer Walk with Thee. And we opened with a chorus, Frank lead on the trumpet. And the second chorus, we had a little rhythm figure. And then Freddie blew the next two choruses on trombone.
Yeah,
and then a kid played a clarinet. And we came back and we said, what do we do on the last chorus? Should we go out the way we came in? And I remember you said to Frank, in the last chorus, you give it to him. And we gave it to him. We did
sure
that.
Yeah.
We did that on the Timex show.
I got
show.
The album on tape.
The Timex, yeah.
Yeah, I put it on tape right away.
Yeah. Louis Armstrong. Yeah. Louis Daniel Scratchmo Armstrong.
Get
70
it.
Years young.
Don't
thank you, Pops.
It. Okay, man. Come anytime and chat with me and be nice. You know when I close, yeah, what, the 21st?
Yeah, we'll catch you before you go.
Time, come by.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Louis Armstrong with Pearl Bailey at the International Hotel through the 21st of September. You've been listening to an informal interview backstage a few nights before and some records that we're playing at the studio. During the course of the interview, we played South, where Louis talked about Swiss Chris, Red Beans and Rice, and then Swiss Chris, and a second selection, Avalon, where Louis made up the lyric again, and this time paid tribute to his wife, Lucille.
one of the great love stories in our business, Louis and Lucille Armstrong. And here's Louis Armstrong with the Dukes of Dixieland and Avalon.
But now we in Harlem, Lon, and boy, you know, she knocks me out in Avalon, and she's here with me today. Let's see.
Louis has also been known as Ambassador Satch, And as Ambassador Satch, he has gone forth to all corners of this world and brought love and the best possible message of our American way of life. We maintain that no elected or appointed official in our government during these 50 years has done as much to reach the people of the world as Louis Daniel Satchmo Armstrong. Too bad that during these 50 years, Pops couldn't have been our Secretary of State too, because with his message of love and happiness, and maybe laying a little Swiss Chris on those cats, it would have been a happier, certainly a healthier, for sure a much less congested world that we have shared these 50 years. We wish him 70 times 70 more. We hope that through the years we can sit and chat with Pops, and that you can share the thrill that we have when you hear the marvelous Louis Armstrong trumpet, the voice that has been the fount, the original source for all of the American pop music of this century, whether it be the late Billie Holiday, the great Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra. Each of them plays Pops or sings Pops, whether it be Miles Davis, Doc Severinsen, Al Hurt. They'll tell you who the man is. It's Louis Armstrong. And here is Louis' theme for the past 39 years in its entirety when it's sleepy time down south.
Sleepy time down south. Yes, the south wind blowing, the pine wood trees. The folks down there live a life. When old mammy falls on her knees, yeah. When it's sleepy time down south, yes, steamboats up the river coming to go in. Yeah, that does this, splashing the night away. Papa does as well, yes. You hear those banjos ringing, and the folks are singing, and they dance till the break of day, yes. Dear old Southland, with this dreamy song, you take me back where I belong, right in my mammy's arms. Bantes, 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 bantes,